Good morning. This is Bill Reed from the National Hurricane Center with a 7 a.m. update on Hurricane Earl. At 7 a.m., Earl was located approximately 375 miles south of Cape Hatteras and was moving to the north-northwest at 18 miles per hour. Peak winds were 145 miles an hour, making Earl a strong Category 4 hurricane at this time. Earl is also 840 miles to the south-southwest of Nantucket. Hurricane force winds go out 90 miles, and the tropical storm force winds go out 230 nautical miles, which makes Earl quite a large hurricane. Watches and warnings are up all along the coast from the southern coast of North Carolina all the way up through the border with Canada and Maine, and the Canadian Weather Service is issuing advisories for the maritime provinces of Canada. This is because Earl is large and moving fast. By tomorrow morning, this picture indicates that the center of Earl will be just off of Cape Hatteras, and Cape Hatteras and the Outer Banks could experience hurricane force winds on this exact track. And if we were just a little bit further to the west, we could experience a direct hit on Cape Hatteras. On Friday into Saturday morning, the storm will be paralleling the U.S. coast. Tropical storm force conditions will spread over much of southern New England and possibly could have a hurricane impact out on Cape Cod and Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. This is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center.